Hey folks, our OS Reviews. Today we're watching our video review of the ZTE Render. This is a sub-$70 smartphone that you can purchase off contract for US Cellular, making one of the most inexpensive Windows phones currently on the market. Because Windows Phone and Microsoft have some pretty strict regulations for the processor and the specifications of Windows phones, this is actually a good thing because the ZTE Render, despite having a bargain price tag, actually performs quite well in our labs, despite having a 1GHz processor and 512MB of RAM. It also has 4GB of built-in storage that you can also have some cloud storage with. The phone itself has a 4-inch display with a 800x480 resolution, which does the job for viewing images. It's bright, it's saturated, and vibrant, which we'll show you later on. Taking a look, we have access to a 5.0MP autofocus-enabled camera on the back with an LED flash, and on the sides, you have access to a micro USB port for charging and syncing. The very top features a 3.5mm jack for listening to music, and also a power on and off switch. This button's a bit small for our tastes. On the right-hand edge, you find access to a volume rocker that's tactile and responsive, and there's also a two-stage camera shutter key for the autofocus camera. The back also uses this pretty interesting textured soft-touch material, which makes the phone very easy to grip and hold in the hand. There's also a loudspeaker on the very back. So overall, as far as design is concerned, we do like the overall look and appeal of this particular Windows phone, although you should know that there is no front-facing camera on the very top of the handset, which means you can't have any video chatting applications like Skype on this particular phone. The three standard capacitors Windows Phone keys taking you home, search, and back are also found on the bottom and are also backlit. So overall, the hardware is actually quite strong for an inexpensive Windows phone. Taking a look at the actual UI experience, we have a very standard, Windows 7.8 Tangle 2.0 actually running behind the scenes. It's pretty smooth, it's lucid, and also responsive. We have the ever-familiar tile interface, which you can customize by rearranging the tiles to your liking and dragging and dropping them by holding them down. You can also customize, of course, the color if that's something that you want to do. So overall, you do have a light amount of customization. And of course, everything that's good about Windows Phone remains on this phone, and also everything that's bad is also here. So for example, we don't have as many apps as you would have on an Android phone or an iOS device, but at the same time, Windows Phone does a great job as a productivity tool in addition to browsing the web. The internet browser on here is actually very fluid, it's responsive, and also in general, the phone itself does a good job of typing, texting, and also doing the bare minimum, in addition to editing and creating new PowerPoint, Excel, and Word documents. With that being said, the ZTE Render isn't anything that's too extraordinary in the spec department, and either is it in the performance department. Sometimes there is a bit of lag when you're using the device, but in general, it's not anything too crippling or too bad. In terms of the call quality, the phone itself actually does a fair job in terms of performance. It actually has a pretty responsive speaker and also a pretty accurate microphone on the bottom of the unit. And the reception for the phone, at least here in Seattle with US Cellular, is average. So we do have some pretty strong reception, and that means your calls will generally be pretty crisp and easy to access and also to be received on this particular phone. As far as texting, the keyboard on the phone is also pretty decent, but I will say that at 4 inches, the display is on the smaller side of the spectrum, so sometimes text and keys are a little bit cramped. With that being said, the native Windows Phone keyboard actually is pretty nicely spaced, and the screen on here is very responsive, so it's easy to start typing along. The display on here also has very good viewing angles, which means that if you're watching any videos or browsing the web, it's another area where the ZTE Render will also shine. There's also a 4-axis accelerometer that you can use to tilt the phone for gaming and other applications for changing the orientation of the phone, and this allows you to type a bit easier for MMS text messaging, for emailing, and also browsing the web. As far as battery life is concerned, the ZTE Render is average. We had to recharge the phone every 1/1.5 days, and in terms of standby mode, it lasted us about a week before we had to recharge it. So okay battery life. We thought it would be a bit stronger, but it wasn't, just because, again, the phone is a bit smaller on the screen and also on the processor, but again, battery life is only average in that department. I think that the weakest link for the ZTE Render is going to be the camera. The camera on here, just like on the camera on some other ZTE devices of late, aren't great. They tend to overexpose the shots with the flash, and also the white balance is a little bit off. You can see how shots have a very weird whitish tint to them, although focusing and detail tend to be present. But at the same time, you don't have a ton of color accuracy on this particular phone. We simply tap and then the image will be taken, so it's pretty easy to focus, and the entire process is pretty lucid and fast. So there's a 5-megapixel sensor on this, and you can also record 720p HD video, and that works a little bit better. There's also access to some stabilization features on there. And overall, as far as video recording goes, it's a bit, again, of a step up compared to some other phones we've reviewed. But at the same time, the image quality for the photos leave some room for improvement and for some desirement. So if we take a look at some captured sample shots over here, I can show you that this is a red rose that was captured. It looks pretty accurate. You can see how the detail is captured pretty nicely. But this kind of purple rose, you can see how the color is completely off. And this is in broad sunlight, so that's a bit disappointing. And this is a yellow rose, which we actually can't really tell yellow apart from white, which is probably the biggest aspect that's kind of disappointing on this particular camera. So even though camera isn't the best, it does get the job done. Just note that if you do want a camera phone, the ZT Render is probably not going to be the device for you. As far as connectivity and browsing the web goes, we have Internet Explorer. It's pretty lucid, it's pretty responsive, and also relatively fast. We can check the New York Times just to see a benchmark on the loading speed. And New York Times is well known for being a pretty complex page. And if the browser can load that up pretty quickly, it just shows that the phone is relatively responsive. Again, Windows Phone is not a very demanding UI at all, and it runs relatively smoothly, as you can see, with just a 1 GHz processor, which is one of the most unique aspects of this phone. We are loading the New York Times right now. We're using Wi-Fi reception for that, and as you can see from the top here, our reception isn't the greatest, but still, overall loading speeds are still acceptable. Other aspects of the phone I will discuss. Again, the overall marketplace for Windows Phone is still developing, so don't expect the latest games and as much assortment as you would find on Android again or iOS. With that being said, you do have the most popular titles like Angry Birds available for download. They do play pretty smoothly, although sometimes there is a bit of lag as you expect on a single core processor that's 1 GHz and also 512 MB of RAM. But for productivity apps like Excel document editing, PowerPoint editing, the device runs fine and overall is very speedy and smooth. Again, the web browser does load the full versions of websites like the desktop versions, and so you have access to most elements including photos, videos, flash elements. They take a bit longer to load than some faster flagship devices, but I can always pinch to zoom and the text just reflow itself pretty nicely. So web browsing overall is definitely a strong suit of this phone, just like it is on any other Windows phone. The experience is very, very similar. So overall, as far as core functions go, this is pretty much it, I would say. You can also press on the search key here to have access to Bing search, and you can also search by tunes, which is an interesting way to search. So you can go ahead and search up music. If you don't know what song it is, it listens to it. It's a bit like Shazam, and it will automatically search up your tunes for you. There's also ability to search by camera and barcode, another interesting aspect of all Windows phones that you'll find. Turn-by-turn directions, you will be able to find that on Google Maps. You can install in the marketplace. Again, there's Office right there, Pictures, Settings, and there's Navigational Deluxe, which is a application pre-installed by US Cellular for turn-by-turn directions, but you do need to pay a monthly fee to access that service. Overall, I would say that the ZT Render is actually a pretty decent Windows phone because it has pretty good performance, it's smooth, it's lucid, and best of all, it offers a very low price tag. And for one of the first times we've ever seen, it places Windows Phone in the category of low-end budget-oriented devices. Whereas this was traditionally a market that was dominated by Android, this is kind of a shift for Windows Phone. So we are excited to see that. At the end of the day, we think that the ZT Render is well built, and if you aren't looking for something with the best camera, and you also are looking for something that doesn't necessarily have a front-facing camera, then I think this is a choice that you can go ahead and consider. You can check out full details about this phone in our written review, but for now, this has been our video. Thanks for watching. Your OS.